Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting. And normally what we do here is we grab a random podcast and then see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 16 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. However, stop the music. We're not doing that today. I'm going to kind of break format because I'm getting questions and I just wanted to clear some things up. First things first, the origin of this show started when I needed to test another media host. We'll talk about that in a second. And I needed to start a show that had no show prep. Hence the let's grab a random podcast. And it is an honest first impression. You are hearing this podcast the same time I am. So let's talk about a couple quick things. Number one, who the heck is Dave Jackson? Dave Jackson is a guy that's been teaching technology for over 20 years. Yes, I actually taught a class on how to send email, how to surf the internet because people didn't know what it was. I've been teaching a long time. I love to help people understand technology. In 2018, I was inducted into the Academy of Podcasters Hall of Fame. I work for Libsyn. That is one of the largest podcast media hosting companies. So I see and hear a lot of podcasts every single day. So that's who I am. I'm also, I should point out, a published author. I have a book, Profit From Your Podcast, available at profitfromyourpodcast.com/book. And I hear people say things like, "Ooh, I'm afraid to go on your show." And think about this. What if you were a restaurant? You're going to open up your restaurant and you're like, "Yeah, but I don't want anybody to eat my food." Wait, what? What? Why? Why don't you want people to eat? Well, they might say they don't like it. Well, yeah. Shouldn't you know if, like, I don't know, the coffee is cold and the lettuce is hot or something? Don't you need that feedback so you can make your restaurant the best it can be? And what I hear is, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help you make the best episode. Now, this show just focused on the first beginning of the show. It's a first impression. And I know what you're going to say. Well, I asked my family and friends and they all loved it. And I'm here to tell you, your mom lied. Now, why did your mom lie? Because she loves you and she never wants to hurt you. So when she hears your show and you're using a Blue Yeti with four people in the room and it sounds like it was recorded in a tunnel, she's going to go, "Oh, honey, that was awesome." Plus, mom doesn't listen to podcasts. So I have been hired by multiple people on the show that have emailed me later and said, "Thank you so much." Even though I said, can we put up air quotes here? Negative things. And I like to call it constructive feedback about their show. They're like, "Thank you. Now I can make my food better if we go back to the restaurant." So think about that, because I know so many people that basically open up a restaurant. They throw open the doors, they put a coat of paint on the front and call it, you know, Dave's Place. And then people come in, they sample the food, they leave, and they never come back. They never tell their friends. Why? Because your food is awful. You need constructive feedback, whether that's from me or anybody else that's willing to tell the truth. I always say, ask if you're going to use your friends and family, it's better to ask your audience. Like in an episode, go, "Hey, I want to do a roundtable with some of my listeners. I need you to tell me about my show like I'm not in the room." We all need feedback. We all need feedback. I was watching a video of myself. I do a live show every Saturday. You can find it at askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And I notice that when I do this live show, I am often looking at my co-host because he's on my left screen. The problem is my audience is my camera. And I watched that and was like, I need to fix that. There's a way I can do this better. When I talk, I need to talk into the camera, not at my screen where I see my co-host. We all can do better. So let's look at the criteria for what I'm looking for. I'm not asking for some unobtainable kind of standard. I expect to hear you introduce your show. "Welcome to the blah, 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 where we blah, blah, blah." If you want to go crazy, throw in a "so that you can." So many people forget the "so that you can." How's the audience going to benefit? But that introduces the show. Then if you want to introduce yourself, which answers the question, why should I listen to you? Or if nothing else, just so I know that, oh, that's the voice of Betty. Then introduce what's coming up on the episode. And so that way I know who the show is for. Then I know what this episode is about. And at that point, within a few minutes, I can decide if I want to keep on listening or if I'm going to press stop. Along the way, we've learned some things. We've seen it all over. Like when you read me somebody's LinkedIn bio, that's boring. It really is. And then when the first question out of your mouth is, tell me a little bit about yourself, that's not a great way to start that off. A better way, if you were interviewing me, instead of saying, hey, Dave, tell us a little about yourself. And I go, oh, when I was 13, I was a paper boy. And then at 16, I bagged groceries. Well, you brought me on to talk podcasting. So instead of saying, hey, Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself, which is really kind of a lazy way, it kind of sounds like, hey, maybe you didn't do your research. Maybe you don't know who's on your show. So a better question might be, Dave, when did you know you wanted to be a podcaster? Now we're going to lead me into a story. And that's really what this show is about. Hey, here's something that you're doing. It's not absolutely horrible, but you might consider doing this. It might have a better impact on your show. It might improve the flow. It might improve the sound quality. We've heard a lot of bad sound quality on this show. And that's the whole goal of the show is, hey, does your first impression, when I hit stop on this thing, do you want to hear the rest of the show? Because if I don't, you got a problem. You've got food that nobody wants to eat. Another thing you need to keep in mind is just because I have an opinion that I'm not a fan of your show, there are other people listening to this show. They like it because it's fairly short, and in many cases, they don't agree with me. So just because I go, not my cup of tea, there may be somebody listening that goes, wait, what was that website again? And they come out and they listen. So you're getting paid in exposure. So we do have three varieties of this. You have the $25 first impression. So basically you send me an episode, I listen to it, I comment on it as I listen, and I tell you what's good and if there are any things that need a little polish. You get some constructive feedback. I get an easy episode for my show. Now, the second level up, $99. Now I'm going to listen to the entire episode and it's private. So this is for the person that's like, oh, I'm afraid to come on your show. $99 will get you me listening to your entire episode and I will give you constructive feedback. The best, the most valuable offer I have is for $199. You get myself and 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. We go over a full episode and we go over your website. That a lot of times is eye-opening. And we bring you on the show so that you can ask us questions. We'll say, hey, why did you do this here? What happened when you did this? What's the goal of your show? And then we make sure that the goal of your show is in alignment with your content and your website. We really point you in the right direction. And if you hired us both, it would be around $400, and instead, it's $199. Why is it cheaper? Because we get exposure. We help promote our consulting services through that show. You get not only great content and great feedback, you get exposure because that show is also live, and it also goes on my YouTube channel. That's how you win. That's how I win, and that's why the Podcast Rodeo Show is still here, because when I went to cancel it, because originally I was going to do it for like a month and a half, I had people stop me and they said, no, you are saying what's in our head. Nobody else has the nerve to tell people, wow, your audio quality is horrible. Wow, the beginning of the show is a train wreck. I think my favorite ever episode, I wish I could remember who it was, you hit play on it and the first thing you heard was the two hosts going, so did you want to talk about the stuff in the Tribune or the thing in the Times? And he's like, I don't know. I thought we were doing the Tribune. And I'm actually listening going, wait, what? Is this actually like, that's how they're going to start the show? Which is a great thing to do, by the way. Just not until, like, you do that before you press record is the key to that. So don't fear feedback. I'm going to go back one more time to the restaurant analogy. How many times have you gone to a restaurant and the waitress wasn't great. The food was kind of cold and it took forever to get your food. You go to checkout and they go, how was everything? And you go, fine. Exactly. So many people listen to your show and go, hey, what'd you think of that? And they go, oh, it's good. Yeah, good job. I like it. Uh-huh. They're not going to tell you the truth. And the person that leaves that restaurant never comes back again. You want to make sure that the food you're serving, the episode content, is something that somebody goes, that was the best food I've ever had. I can't get this anyplace else. I want more of it. Where do I go to get this? And that's what I'm trying to help you do. For more information, it's super simple. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/review. Thanks so much for listening. I will see you in 2022 with another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement. Take care, happy new year, and enjoy your ride. So the episode's over and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.